This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Louisiana's 4th Congressional District sits on the western side of the state, running from Shreveport and Bossier City in the north down to Beauregard Parish. The seat was made open when current Representative Republican John Fleming announced his candidacy for U.S. Senate. State Representative Mike Johnson is running to fill the seat. He describes the 4th District as very conservative.
In Washington, they consider it one of the most conservative congressional districts in the country.
Although Johnson, who authored such bills as the Marriage and Conscience Act and the Pastor Protection Act, calls himself an outsider, he says the district needs someone with experience.
This is not the time for on-the-job training in Congress. I think we need to send people there who know how to take arrows for the cause, metaphorically speaking.
Keeping with the theme, Shreveport City Councilmember Oliver Jenkins says he's no politician.
I'm frustrated with our government, I'm frustrated with our politicians, and I'm often frustrated with our bureaucrats because they often seem to serve their own self-interest rather than ours.
Marshall Jones, the lone Democrat in the race, says he won't be part of the partisan divide in Washington.
Today I'm laying claim to and staking my flag in the big center of the political divide.
Albert Guillory of Opelousas is the only candidate not from Shreveport-Bossier City. He served in the Louisiana legislature from 2004 to 2016 and most recently ran for lieutenant governor.
I'm the only Native American in the race. I'm the only rural person in the race. I'm the only black person in the race. I am a strong, basic common sense American. All of those set me apart.
The 4th District will have 8 candidates on the November 8th ballot. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.